KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says medical aid schemes must set up early warning systems to protect healthcare providers from unfair penalties.
It will also benefit the schemes as providers engaging in abusive behavior are likely to adopt corrective measures rapidly, thereby preventing further or ongoing loss to the schemes.
He made the recommendations yesterday following the release of the Section 59 Investigation Panel report. The report found that black providers were more likely to be flagged for fraud by schemes like Discovery, GEMS and MedScheme. The probe was launched after complaints in 2019 from the National Healthcare Professionals Association and Solutionist Thinkers. The ministers also recommended a review of the clawback period and more transparency on the software used to detect fraud.
The panel complained that there is absolutely no transparency. In other words, even if you are an observer and five doctors are taking through these algorithms, you cannot predict which doctor is going to be found guilty. It remains a sort of a secret of the medical scheme who they are going to catch and who are going to punish. And they will claim that is in our algorithms.
Moving to Mpumalanga, President Cyril Ramaphosa is delivering the eulogy at the funeral service of former Deputy President David Mabuza. Family, friends and government leaders have gathered at the service in Bombela to pay their last respects to the late leader. Mabuza passed away last Thursday at a Sandton hospital after battling an illness. While speaking to Newsroom Africa on the sidelines of the funeral earlier, EFF leader Julius Malema hailed Mabuza as a unifier.
We're here to bid farewell to one of our own, a giant leader, a man of the people, the kind of a person we interacted with.
And the National Consumer Commission is recalling several Range Rover and Mercedes-Benz models over safety concerns. The commission says an issue has been found with the airbags of the Range Rover Evoque models from 2021 to 2024 and some from 2025. The NCC says the airbags may tear when deployed due to being incorrectly folded during assembly. Spokesperson Petwa Ndaba says this will increase the risk of injuries during a crash. She's also explained that Mercedes-Benz is recalling several of its 2023 models.
They were recalling SL232, EQS297, GLC254, S-Class 223, as well as C-Class 206 models. Basically, the fuse box that might not have been reworked as intended. And as a result, systems that are actually connected to the fuse box might fail. Essentially, the vehicle might lose power without prior warning, restraint functions, or the instruments cluster might also be impaired. The risk of a thermal event cannot also be ruled out.
The top story this hour, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says medical aid schemes must set up early warning systems to protect healthcare providers from unfair penalties. It's after a report found black providers were more likely to be flagged for fraud by major schemes. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.